Michael, thanks so much. There have been angry scenes in the Senate overnight as parliamentarians brace for a marathon sitting tonight. Most of the tension has been around changes to Senate voting rules. The Trade Minister, Stephen Shobo, said earlier that the government's prepared for a long sitting to get the bill passed.
We've had a really thorough debate on it, but we're committed to, you know, the debate going for as long as the debate needs to go. We think it can be done a little more efficiently, but at the end of the day, Virginia, those of us in the lower house realise that those in the upper house sometimes take a little while to have their point.
Steve Chobo there. Donald Trump has warned there'll be riots if he's not nominated as the Republican candidate for the US election. The billionaire has won three more primaries, including Florida, the home state of former rival Marco Rubio. On the Democrat side, Hillary Clinton won four out of five states from her rival Bernie Sanders. Football's governing body, FIFA, is demanding tens of millions of dollars in damages from former officials who've been charged with corruption. FIFA has filed court documents saying it wants to reclaim money that was taken illegally by members including Chuck Blazer, Jack Warner and Jeffrey Webb. And French police have arrested four people in Paris suspected of planning a terror attack. French Interior Minister says one of the men arrested could have had contact with members of Islamic State in Syria. Paris remains on high alert after the attacks in November in which 130 people died.